This is a Collider.com audio interview.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Is this a spot? Can I sit down?
Yeah.
Is that rude? I mean, have a seat.
Just got to get close enough to record.
Come on in. We can all sit down. We can all hang out up here. The camera truck.
So we were told that you might have a six-pack for this movie. True or not true?
At least a six-pack. I mean, if I can't come with that, then, you know, I have a bit of a responsibility to do that. I mean,
well, could you talk a little bit about, everyone always talks about getting in shape for certain roles. Was this one of these roles that you felt the need to get in shape?
Well, look, I mean, we're making a very different movie, but there's always going to be some expectation, especially because of Schwarzenegger making the original Predator and being such a bodybuilder. It's very different. You know, I'm not trying to do anything like that. I feel like in any role that I play, it's important to look the part. But also within a movie like this, you know, there's a playfulness that has to come with it. And I think that it's a balancing act. So I feel that if you open up the newspaper and you see any of the myriad of images of GIs today, they're more my build than anything. And I think what I'm trying to create is an authentic look for it, but also, you know, this is an action movie, and you have to kind of look fit. And the important thing for me, rather than a six-pack or anything about being kind of buff, is to put on a little size and both as a look, but also as what that does for me as a person, how I feel, to feel strong enough to, you know, handle myself in a situation that this guy would be presented. And I'm 20 pounds basically up from my last role. And I eat all day. I eat all day and I work out, and I mean, that's part of what comes with it. It's not the only thing, but it is definitely, I think, an important part of it.
Were you a little bit surprised? I mean, even saying all that, were you surprised to be asked to do this role?
No. I'm surprised that there's, like, I'm an actor, and I think, you know, it's you know, you're given opportunities, and if you do them well, you do your job well, somehow, you know, it's difficult for people to not identify you with parts you've played. But I'm very malleable, and you know, this is a dream come true for me. I mean, I've been trying to play a role of this nature, to get a heroic character in a film like this, and have the ability to play a flawed human being who is also heroic, but not necessarily fall into the mold of what Hollywood has created, and kind of do it my own way, and to be given that opportunity now is a big honor for me. And you know, I love these movies, and when I was a kid, I loved Predator. When I went to see that movie, I was with some of my friends, and I was, you know, blown away by it. It's fun. So, you know, my objective is to bring as much authenticity as I can with my work, but at the same time, you know, be playful and keep it fun and exciting. And so, but it was very difficult for me to get a comedy. People thought I was very serious. Partially, not just because of the roles that I played, but when I had to support the pianist and do the press for the movie, you know, that was my introduction beyond to, you know, some people who knew my work from the films I'd done in the past. That was my introduction to the world, and the topics that I was discussing were very serious, and I take the work serious, and I take you know all that serious, but I don't take myself that serious. And what I guess is conveyed is, oh, what a serious young man that person is, and then it's impossible to be seen differently. And I think it's very surprising people when I end up doing films like The Darjeeling Limited, or even Brothers Bloom has humor, and you know, so it's important for me to just find new challenges and to keep it interesting for me, and also people that, you know, hopefully want to see my work and see me evolve as an actor.
Can you talk about
Royce, he sounds like a real badass.
He's somewhat of a badass. I mean, he's Royce is a, you know, he's a complicated guy. Who the bottom line, I think, is trying to not be complicated. He's trying, you know, I think he's someone who's done everything in his power to shed an emotional attachment to things. Just kind of the antithesis of me. I'm a very emotional person, and I try to have empathy. And I think it's an interesting way of viewing the world to come at it from an opposite perspective. But you know, I think deep down within him, you know, still lurks the human being. But he's a survivor, and I think, you know, ultimately, just like a scientist, you know, there has to be a level of detachment in order to put survival first. And I think that makes him very well suited for the circumstances that he's found himself in.
What do you think Nimrod brings to this one, this film, that wasn't brought on the original one?
Oh, well, it's hard to say. I don't know what the vibe was there, and it's a very different time, and you know. But I think in working with Nim, he's got a great enthusiasm, as you probably saw, and you know, he really is very passionate about this. This means a lot to him, and I think his excitement kind of helps motivate everybody else, and I mean, we're all very excited. I think everybody's pretty motivated to bring something. And the look of the film, I don't know if you can get a sense of it through the monitors, but like, this looks like you're stepping out of a Geiger, you know, painting. It's reminiscent of Alien and all these kind of movies that I love, and the feel is very kind of foreboding and spooky, and so if we can create a world which, you know, with the help of the art directors and the DP, our DP is phenomenal, and when we shot in the jungle sequences, you didn't see any of that. That's just epic jungle. I mean, I've never seen anything like that, and I've traveled a lot. I mean, the scale and scope of the jungle we were in was just mind-blowing. So if we can, you know, create that environment and then live within that environment, it should be a fun ride, I think.
Has Nimrod given you the pancakes compliment?
I've gotten a few with blueberries on top.
Blueberries.
Yeah, that's. I think his Christmas gift is going to be, I'm going to get him, whatever I get him, I'm going to get him some pancakes and blueberries as well. It's just like, you know, he's a sweetheart. I mean, I really enjoy working with him.
Could you talk a little bit about getting to fight predators and what that means to you a little bit, and also filming some of those action sequences?
It's very exciting. I mean, it's pretty bitching. I was like sitting with this predator on a totem pole, and we're in this kind of horrific environment, like the camp that we're shooting at. Once it's done up and things are burning and carcasses are hanging, it is hell. I looked around and I was like, wow, this is hell. This is what hell would look like. And I'm interacting with the predator, and you know, it was a dreamlike moment, because it was so surreal that I was in this situation with something that I grew up with, you know, and like, it had such a significance. And yet, like, in between shots, you know, he was like, "You're right, brother. Did I hurt you?" Like, you know, like yoking me out, and it's just funny. I'm chit-chatting with this monster and articulating jaw, and it's just, and what's beautiful is that we have something pretty scary to play off of. You know, sometimes you don't have that. They didn't really have that in the original. They have half that movie or two-thirds of that movie, they didn't know what the predator was going to even look like, so they were winging it. I think then they changed it. You know, it was going to be somebody else, and Mm-hmm. You know that whole story. So
one of the things that's cool about the Predator series, or maybe more interesting than cool, at least for the first two movies, is that despite all the violence and sort of horrific action, like, both of those characters, the Predator and the hero of that movie, sort of come in a weird way to respect and honor one another's abilities. Can you talk a little bit, is that sort of present in the film, and how do you play that?
There is a bit of that. I think there's this kind of, I think I agree with you on what, there's this mutual appreciation of the mastery of, you know, being such a warrior, there was another draft that had even more of that, which I really liked, but I don't think we're not gonna go that route. But there is a cool moment, but it can't be, you know, I mean, there has to be, again, there can be a level of understanding, or essentially being deemed worthy enough not to have my spine ripped out of, you know, and that's it. But it can't be like we're now cool, you know. It has to be handled delicately, I think, where I have to kind of negotiate the situation and have the upper hand, and then, you know, keep it, you know, at bay. But, you know, he is still a predator, and I'm a human being, and we're not going to be pals. But I do think that will be present, and it is. That was a really cool part of the original.
You obviously, you know, there's super predators in this film, and there's a certain dog-like creatures. How much interaction do you have with the dogs? And also, you mentioned you were fighting a predator. Which of the super predators do you fight?
I get into it I get into it. I don't know if I should elaborate on it, but I'll get into it with a bit of them. So, okay, but I'll be right there. Thanks. And the dog sequence is pretty awesome. You know, it was kind of a cacophony of things going on, and that one was there's a lot of action happening in that sequence, but it's I think the kind of battle between the predators is most exciting. We're not all done yet, so it's interesting to be talking about stuff. I'm like chomping in the bit to do some stuff, and I'll, you know.
You have another week and a half?
Two? About that, yeah,
Any close calls or injuries or anything, or have you stayed pretty healthy?
I've been all right. I've clobbered myself a few times. Yeah, some of these are real. It's funny because my the guy who's putting on the nicks and scratches, he's like, I'm telegraphing all the places you're injuring yourself, but it comes with the territory. You know, it's. Yeah, I actually feel blessed that. Yeah.
Is this going to be one of these characters and projects you're going to be sad to see go?
I mean, I feel that way. Yeah, I mean. It's a fun movie to make. This is part of why I wanted to do it, because they're really fun. It's fun to show up to work and be transported into another world and face such extreme danger and horrible situations. And you know, you don't have to really face that, but you can experience it to a certain level. I mean, King Kong was an amazing thing. You know, I mean, interacting with prehistoric creatures and giant gorillas and all that stuff, and I loved that. And so it is fun, but they never, none of my roles ever fully kind of go. You know, the feelings and things you learn about yourself and others, they always kind of stay with you to a certain extent. You forget a lot of the details, and forget a lot of the discomforts that come with you know, the challenges of making a movie, but you know, those things linger, and I think have shaped me and helped me kind of evolve anyway. And be a little better or a little worse, or, you know.
That said, would you be up for returning to this character? The opportunity present itself?
Yeah, I'd be pretty game. Yeah, I'd be pretty game to do it.
How's it been working with Fishburne?
Fish is amazing, man. He's so cool. Oh, man. Telling me war stories of Apocalypse Now, and it's great. And he brought such a wonderful energy to the movie, and it comes at the right spot. And I think people will get a real kick out of that, but I don't think they'll be, you know, taken out of the picture. It'll be really fun. So it's we came up with a funny exchange, which you'll have to wait to see the movie, but, and hopefully they'll put it in, but some choices that Fish had made gave me an opportunity for something I improvised, and they were cracking up. And so we'll see if I can get them to, you know, let me play a little bit. It'll be in there.
That's something very important, though. Not having one particular tone for a whole movie. Having some humor mixed in with some,
yeah, absolutely,
some violence. So, can you talk a little bit about that with the tone? I know you got to go, but with the tone of the movie.
Well, that's what I was trying to allude to early on. That you know, it's important to not indulge yourself and the joke necessarily over the drama or whatever it is that kind of propels a story and keeps an audience there. But at the same time, you know, those one-liners or whatever are really enjoyable. If they work, they're really fun, and we all love them. And, you know, even Stick Around is pretty damn funny. You know, nobody would say that to you if they just stabbed you in a you know, some jungle somewhere in the middle of nowhere. But you'd want to... You see, I'm trying to play Royce in a way that this is the guy I would want to be with if shit hit the fan. Right? And this is the guy. Like, this is the go-to guy. He's got an answer. He's level-headed. He does his business. And he moves on. But within that, you know, we're making predators. And I'm constantly trying to incorporate some of those things and some elements that I've given it a lot of thought. So I take this very seriously, but I haven't said to you about it. You know, I take it seriously, but again, you know.
Are you trying to say that you have a one-liner or two?
I'm hoping there'll be a one-liner or two. Yes, I've contributed them. We'll see if they are embraced by the powers that are beyond me.
Are they written one-liners, or are they something you're all improvised?
I have a few that I've asked to put in, and some that we're working on, and the couple that we have yet to do, the couple that I've thought of that were pretty funny, that to me, and then I've done a couple that were scripted that I think can be deemed one-liners. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. I'd like there to be in there. I mean, and that's... It's pretty fun. It'd be good to have on a reel at least somewhere where you're very serious. You have all these kind of movies, and then you have Stick Around. Pretty good.
Speaking of Arnold impressions, is everyone doing them?
Everyone's doing them.
Who's the best?
I don't know. We're all pretty good at it, it seems. But
no one sticks out?
Well, I've done it quite a bit, but, you know.
Joppa.
No, I don't know.